Tim Marshall on the R&B Showcase 106.5 FM, coming at you from the heart and soul of Philadelphia. We have a special guest. He is the current lead singer for one of the greatest groups in American popular music history, upholding the legacy of the legendary Blue Notes with some new music to share. We're going to welcome recording artist and longtime member of the legendary Blue Notes, Sugar Bear, Arthur Aitkins. What's going on, Art? How you doing?
Thank God for being here, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's good to hear from you. It's actually been some...
Heard, man.
How about that now? It's been quite some time since... Last time I think I saw you was at the American Bandstand Studios at 40th and Market Street a few years back.
Man.
And that's when you had the Legends of Vinyl. G.C. Cameron was there and Russell Tompkins Jr., the Stylistics, and you were there. That goes back, brother. It goes back a little ways. It's been a while. But it's good talking with you, and I've been hearing about your group, the legendary Blue Notes, and you've been doing shows over the years, and it's also good to see you guys back out there on the road again after a while.
Oh, yeah. I love it, man. I love it.
Well, we certainly have enjoyed your performances over the years. Now, Art, can you tell us how long have you been singing with the Blue Notes?
Almost maybe about 35, 40 years now. I'm more of a Blue Note than they've been a Blue Note.
Wow, you're going back a little ways there. Now, I remember, give us a little history on how you got started with the group. I remember you sang lead and toured with the original Sound of Philadelphia group members. You were there when Larry Brown was there and Lloyd Parks and Bernie Wilson. You were part of that lineup as a member of the Blue Notes. Tell us about your beginnings with the group. How did you get started, and how did you become a Blue Note?
Well, what happened was my brother was Teddy's personal bodyguard.
Okay.
Soto, they used to call him.
Mm-hmm.
And after Teddy went on his solo career, he took me around to some of the shows. And Bernie was doing shows like at Valley Forge, he took me over there to see if they wanted to audition me.
Okay.
But Bernie was there, yeah, man, I'll give you a chance. I'll talk to you later, you know. Don't give it the old brush off, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was a contractor by trade.
Okay.
So one day I was out there painting a two-story building up on a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up there singing. And the guy Caesar from the time,
mm-hmm.
His wife heard me. She was living across the street from where I was working. And she says, see, man, you got the head of the brother out here singing. So he took me to one of his rehearsals, and there were some problems there, you know, because they were doing like cover songs, you know, some Teddy, some OJ, some, you know, whatever. And they said, well, you could do all the Teddy songs and we do the rest. And the guy didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they were trying to see how I sound and if I could do background. So every time we would get to singing, he turned the volume up on his CD player so they couldn't hear me. So I said, look, I came here to add to you guys. I didn't come here for no problem. So when y'all get your boy in check, y'all give me a call. So I left. So go back the next day. C came over and apologized. So I'm singing treated like a lady up on the ladder.
Okay.
And Bernie Wilson is riding by. This fool gets out the car and starts shaking the ladder up the window on the second floor. I'm going to come down here. I'll get down there sooner than you think if you don't get off that ladder. So he gave me Larry Brown's address,
mm-hmm.
on 10th and Dolphin in North Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And he told Larry that I was coming by. So Larry grabbed this little CD player, took me in the basement, and they had me to sing Miss You.
Okay.
He said, he was sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting. And he was waiting for the end of the song. There's a lot of guys that's doing this Blue Note music does not do that ending where Teddy holds that note at the end of Miss You.
Mm-hmm.
So after I did that note, you know, he says, okay, well, we'll give you a call. I said, man, same old crap. I've been hearing that stuff, man, for the longest. And he called Bernie back.
Mm-hmm.
man, where did you find this guy, man? He said, that brother was up there painting, man, on a ladder. And that was history, man.
Mm. Bernie was quite a character. I remember Bernie from back in the day.
Bernie, man. Bernie was a god, man.
It was quite a group, I'll tell you. But that's an interesting story. So then you became a member ever since, and that's fantastic,
next,
man.
Next thing I know, I was standing up in the uniform at the Dell.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were tasked with filling the position of the late, great Teddy Pendergrass. How was that experience for you, filling Teddy the position once held by Teddy Pendergrass?
You know, I got so tired of hearing that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But believe it or not, Teddy and I was on the same music choir in school.
You're kidding.
We went to Edison High.
Wow.
Lee High in Philly.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
And the music director would always pick me
mm-hmm.
to sing certain songs because my baritone was a little stronger than
mm-hmm.
Teddy's.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy got mad and quit.
Oh, boy.
And he went and joined the band. That's why he was playing. That's why he was a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
He went and joined the band. And so they was at Philly International. And they were doing a session, and Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff heard him singing in the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a conversation with each other. Said, man, yeah, this brother, man. So I know where he's going. They put him right with the group.
Mm.
And they got another drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And that with them. But then Bernie and Larry and them had this guy named John Atkins.
I remember John, yeah. John Atkins.
And he was lead singer for them then.
Mm-hmm.
He came into a little stroke of luck and got some money and he had a car dealership
mm-hmm.
in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So he moved and he quit.
Okay.
So he's looking for another lead singer. Lloyd was already out of the group because Harold fired him.
Mm-hmm.
So next thing you know, they had the guy to sing, I just had his name.
Ebo?
Like
Ollie Woodson.
Yeah, they had Ollie.
Ollie Woodson.
Was singing with them.
Okay.
So they did a show with the OJ, with the Temptations.
Mm-hmm.
Otis stole it from the group.
Oh, wow.
That's how they did Treat It Like a Lady.
Mm-hmm.
He left and went with the Temps.
Okay.
And that's when they got me in, right after them. I've been with them ever since. There's some ups and downs, man, but I was a kitten when I got with him, but I turned to King of the Jungle before they left.
All right. Okay. Well, you have been there for a while, so that's so you're right in there with the lineage of that group. That's fantastic, man. So.
Yeah, man, you got to develop thick skin to be with them brothers.
Well, you know, that's show business, man, you know. They say the business is bigger than the show. But tell us about your inspiration. You have this great baritone voice. Tell us about who inspired you as a singer. Who's some of the singers that you looked up to when you were coming up?
Man, you just don't know. It was David Ruffin, Levi, Marvin from the Dells, guy from the Dramatics, anybody with a rough voice, that was me. I loved it, man. All of them inspired me.
Mm-hmm. So, Art, do you play any instruments also, Art?
I used to play drums, but I gave them up, and my singing was what I really love, man.
Okay.
You know, so.
Well, you got a great voice. You certainly got a powerful voice, and you still certainly throw down in concert. I've gotten a chance to see you.
I got so tired of hearing, man, you sound just like Teddy. And I said, well, thank you. And I heard it so much, so I said, y'all sound just the same. They sound almost like Teddy. I said, no, Teddy sound like me.
Oh, there you go. Well, do you have a most memorable performance with touring with the legendary Blue Notes over the years? Any memorable shows that stand out to you?
All of them, man. The stage is my home, man. And one thing you said just a few minutes ago that I learned from Bernie Wilson was nothing jeopardizes the show. Don't care what happened. Arguments or whatever, when you get on the stage, you leave that stuff in the dress room, you deal with it when you get off stage.
No questions about it, man.
And that's what I instilled in the guys that I have now.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Larry Brown became ill, we was doing a show at the Harrison over in not the one in Atlantic City, the one in
Then Philadelphia was in?
Yeah, the one in over here in Philly.
Okay.
But anyway, he took sick on stage.
Oh, wow.
They had to rush to the hospital. Mm-hmm. So right after that, he only lived about a week and a half after that.
I think
he asked me to promise him to keep the legacy and the name alive. So I was always a man of my word, you know, so... And nothing but death would keep me from that, you know. Mm-hmm. I'll keep my word if I don't have a dime in my pocket, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, you've certainly been doing your thing, and I'm so glad that you're just keeping it going, Art. And so tell us about your current group. Who are the current members of the group now?
Well, we have a fellow by the name of Roger Banks, Sonny King, and a guy we call Frankie Love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a guy that had been with us for about 25 years. He's managing us. His name is Greg Boyd, because Lloyd and I couldn't see eye to eye. So
okay.
One day I told him my contract to the group, as long as there was no crap out there, you don't embarrass me on stage or whatever, I'll be with you for the duration.
Mm-hmm.
But we was on a show one day, and Lloyd wanted to change the name of the group because Bernie had died. He was the last one.
Okay.
He wanted to change the name of the group to Lloyd, Blue Note Parks, and the Notes.
All right.
I said, not with me in it.
Okay.
I said, don't nobody know you. Now, if you was a Harold Melvin or a Teddy Pendergrass, then okay. Now, we already introduced you as the last remaining member of the group, so that should suffice.
Mm-hmm.
No, that wasn't good enough. So we go on this show at this amphitheater, and he tells the guy and his band, and then this one says, Lloyd, Blue Note Parks, and the Notes. So Greg said, man, don't mess with that, man, because they're already having problems with that. So the girl says, ladies and gentlemen, the group you all been waiting for, put your hands together for the Blue Notes. He was hot.
Mm.
He went up there and stopped the band and said, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lloyd Parks, and I'm the last remaining member of the Blue Notes, and these are my Blue Notes. He put a David Ruffin on us, man.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he says in the mic to all these people out there, my old lady out there, her cousins, her co-workers, he says, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, the fat boy here might be unemployed tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
I started to walk off the stage, but I have too much class for that. I said, these people don't have nothing to do with this crap. They came to see a show, and I remember what Bernie said, nothing jeopardizes the show.
That's right.
I put on a show of my life for them guys. Mm-hmm. Out there in that, and we rode around in the van. And after the end of the last song, I walked through the crowd. And they were like, oh, man, I'm sorry you're not going to be with them anymore because you sound really good with them. That's been almost 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Lloyd's still trying to get me to come back with him.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, it's good that you're keeping it going. You got your version of the Blue Notes. You know, you are a gentleman who's been with them for many, many years, and you sang with all of the guys, you know, in as part of that unit. So keeping that legacy alive, keeping the sound alive. And the good thing is that you got some new product coming out, some new music, right?
It's already out.
All right. Tell us about your new recordings.
Oh, if you pull up Where's My Baby by the legendary Blue Notes, all of our new stuff will come up.
Okay.
On YouTube. Where's My Baby by the legendary Blue Notes.
Okay. Now, are you...
And right now, God bless our soul, we lost Trudy Melvin, you know, Harold's daughter. We had started working for her.
Mm-hmm.
And we was in Jersey at the Stardust Lounge. We were getting an award, and she was supposed to go with us, but she didn't call, so we figured she didn't want to go, so... After the show, we got home, we heard she had passed, man. You talking about a hurt piece, man?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
We only worked with her for about 2 years, and we we had fell in love with her, you know, because she had problems with, you know, the other group that she had, and they separated, you know, so she needed another group.
Mm-hmm.
So she knew about us, so she took us under her wing, man, and her and Miss Ovilia Melvin fell in love with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still working with Miss Ovilia Melvin today.
That's great.
You know, because the, you know, just because Trudy passed,
mm-hmm.
you know, we know she needs us, and they helped us, so we're loyal to her, you know, so we still book ourselves, and if she gets anything and she needs us, we're there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But other than that, you know, hey, we're still moving, man.
That's a great thing, man. I'm so glad to hear you're working with the Melvin family, you know, on this project and keeping it alive and keeping the legacy intact.
As long as you want us, we're here.
That's a good thing. So tell us about, now, I know you're doing some things with Butch Ingram Society Hill Records. You had a couple of releases, Never Too Late, and some other singles. What's it like working with the legendary Miss Jean Carn?
She'd love us, man. We did a remake of Ashton and Simpson song.
Oh, is it still good to you?
Is it still good to you?
Yes.
And when she heard me, and she put a track that she told Butch, I got to come back in there because I got to fix a couple of my parts because that Sugar Bear trying to upstage me. You know? We love her, man. She's a real nice lady, man. We love her, man.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a listen to that song right now. Is It Still Good to You by the legendary Blue Notes featuring Miss Jean Carn on the R&B Showcase. Tim Marshall on the R&B Showcase. Our very special guest is Arthur Aiken, Sugar Bear from the legendary Blue Notes, and we're featuring some tracks from them right now. We just listened to Is It Still Good to You? And that was the Blue Notes featuring Jean Carn. And we have one of the great voices that's on that track right now, Mr. Sugar Bear, Art Akins. And what a great track that is, man. Great.
You know, the Roger Banks, he starts it off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys in the group.
Okay. That's a great sound. It's a great sound of that. You guys pairing on that along with her. And so then, were you all in the studio together at the same time performing the song during the recording session?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that was Jean in there with you at the same time, too?
No, Jean, she came in afterwards and
okay.
And ran out her voice on the track.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went and made a video. We
okay.
Went back to the studio and recorded it, you know, on and made a video out of it.
Oh, that's great. So we'll take a look at that. That'll probably be on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, tell us about some of the any artists out there today that you listen to, that you enjoy out of the current groups coming out today or current artists from today that you listen to?
Every artist that I know and love did like the OJs said in their song, Climb the Stairway to Heaven.
Okay. I hear you.
All but Eddie, you know, mm-hmm. Eddie's still around, but everybody else is just about gone, man.
Mm. Yeah, we lost.
I'm basically one of the most strongest baritones still around.
Left there today. Okay.
We were doing a thing at the the Harris Casino.
Mm-hmm.
At Mariano's, and they had Russell Tompkins. And they had a guy doing Blue Magic.
Okay.
And they were doing all the high stuff, the tenor stuff and everybody. They would set up the table, get ready for the crowd and everything. So it was time for our audition. So when I came up and I saw, they stopped setting the tables. They stopped wiping the glasses. They just stood there amazed, man, you know, like, because like they haven't been hearing that sound for a while, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're roughing since Teddy and Gerald Levert and, oh man, Luther, everybody's gone, man, you know. Guy from the Dramatics, Ron Banks.
Ron Banks, yeah. Yeah, we lost a lot of the greats over the years, but I'm glad that we still have, you know, you guys helping to keep the sound out there and keep it active. I know you got performances coming up today and you got shows, some more shows coming up. So tell us about some of the other shows that you have coming up.
we got a couple things going on in Chicago. We got a show coming up next year. We got a thing going on in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. You know,
I saw you doing some things with Bob Pantano on his dance party. I saw the Blue Notes gonna be appearing on some shows with him.
Man, Bob Pantano, he loves us, man.
Yeah,
we had 3 dates this summer in Wildwood, you know, and you know, he loves us to death, man. We love him too, man.
Mm-hmm. You guys do a great job with that. So, is there any advice you can give to some of the youth that are just getting into the music business that want to learn about the business? What advice can you give to our young recording artists of today that are coming out?
Whatever you feel like you want to do in the music business, just keep it going. Never give up, because that's what I did. I never gave up. I wanted to be like the guys in the five Heartbeats, you know. I just wanted to wake up one morning and hear my voice on the radio, but it never happened. But I kept it going. But now it's just as good by me being on YouTube, because now it's all over the world.
Mm-hmm. You're worldwide, brother.
You know, they can pull it up. They can download it now, you know, and everything, you know. But the only bad thing about it is we can't sell CDs and records and stuff no more like that. But other than that, my voice has been heard all around the world, and it'll be here after I'm gone.
And that's a great thing. You got Doc, now you got some CDs out with your voice on it too, so that's a good thing too. Keeping that sound out there. So I know you got a show to do, but I just wanted to again thank you for taking the time out of your day and spending the afternoon with us here today. And
excuse me for cutting you off, but we were doing a show one day.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie, Lloyd, Larry, myself.
Okay.
We went over in Delaware. We did this show. They picked us up one afternoon in a limousine. It was a last minute thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we went up there. We did the show, and after the show, I came out in the lobby after I changed clothes, and this gentleman was out there in the lobby with these two women. And I said, "Oh man, them brothers wasn't singing like that, man. They was up there lip syncing, man, you know." And they don't make somebody think they're up there singing that. So I happened to hear him, right? So I was just walking through the lobby, and I said, "I just can't understand for the life of me what I see in you, but every time you talk of leaving me, I get so shook up, I don't know what to do. Oh baby, I guess you got your hooks in me, and I'm caught like a fish." And the guy looked at me, he said, "Damn," he said, "excuse me, brother, I owe you an apology." He gave me a $50 bill, so I got to buy you dinner.
Great story, man. And great rendition. Sounding good, Art, man. Sounding good, brother.
Thanks, man.
Doing your thing. It's awesome. Fantastic. Keep it going, man. Keep that sound out there. Keep singing. I hope to see you guys soon in concert, and I'll be sure to come out and say hello to you.
Okay, I appreciate that, man.
All right, man. So thanks for checking into the R&B Showcase.
All righty.
And you have a great day.
YouTube.